98.9 The Rock, Kansas City's Rock Station. 3 days grace. Those guys coming to town on Sunday, September 9th, over at the Uptown, along with Seether. Keep listening to Kansas City's Concert Station. We'll hook you up with tickets for that show. As we continue broadcasting live, we are at Family Values 2007, joined by Ivan and Daryl from the band Five Finger Death Punch.
What up, what up, what up?
What's happening, knuckleheads?
You guys are, this is actually your second trip through the area. You did that that summer festival last summer that was a debacle. Remember that thing?
I remember a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Parts.
You'd like to forget that, wouldn't you?
I'm trying.
One of these bands that actually has a buzz. Like when you talk about Family Values, you know, you talk about 14, 15 bands. People come in town, and obviously everybody's used to seeing Korn. They're used to seeing Hell Yeah. But then you hear the bands that start to get the buzz. Five Finger Death Punch is that band right now this year.
Yeah, dude, you know what? We've gotten such an amazing response. I mean, and you always hear bands, you know, we love our fans. We did it. But, I mean, these kids are militant. I mean, no matter where we're going, I mean, they're showing up in flocks. So it's intense, dude. I can't even put a name on it.
A band as intense as you guys obviously have a hard time getting radio airplay. We have the pit at night at 11 o'clock, and we've been hooking up people with Way of the Fist. Are you amazed at how quickly the buzz has gotten around about the band? Because we got that EP about, I want to say, 6-7 months ago, and a lot of people started to pitch up, and then all of a sudden the email requests started to come in. You guys have got a real, genuine underground virus thing that's happening, and that's cool.
You know, I'd like to blame a lot of it on you know, one or two things, but it's an accumulative of a lot of things. You know, our MySpace, our fans, the bands we were in previously, the firm, of course, being on our team.
Sure.
You know, I mean, there's just so many things that go into play with it. You know, we're too blessed to stress, man. It gets bigger and better every day. So
now you're doing Family Values, and then what?
Oh, go home for about 3 weeks, take a break, and then we go out in October with Korn, Hell Yeah.
And Droid. Yeah.
Which, and then another band that a lot of people get a lot of buzz on.
Yeah, well, yeah. Monkey is their manager, and he's, you know, great group of guys are from Long Beach, you know, they're right outside of our homeville, so it's, yeah, man, like I said, and then I think after that, we're even talking about a bigger show, you can get any bigger than that, we'll see that later, though.
How much of this is who you know and making the right friends and all that stuff now in 2007 versus management and proper management? I mean, you guys are all talking about friends, like guys, bands we knew before, friends we knew, Monkey's manager. It really is a lot of networking that's done behind the scenes, right?
It's everything, yeah. I mean, you got to have a great product to start with.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have great songs, great talented people to begin with, but of course... you know, being connected with the firm, and you know,
that's two firm drops, by the way. You guys getting paid by mentioning that?
No, we should
be. Are they listening
though.
Right now?
We should be. No, but I mean,
is Polly listening? Are you guys,
Jackie? But I mean, there's definitely.
Hi, Peter.
There's definitely a lot going into, you know, the people you know. I mean, you have to make, you know, acquaintances along the way. It just isn't any industry.
Sure.
You know, I mean, you don't get ahead in anywhere in life by being an asshole, so to speak. So.
Sure.
Most definitely.
No. Family Values is unlike most tours, and I'm sure you guys have been in different bands. You've done different other tours. Family Values, you guys set up here, just did your autograph signing. No security, just a stanchion set up, a nice orderly line. A lot of people just had a great time just walking through there getting stuff signed.
They also know that we're kind of, you know, we're a little bit on the mean side once in a while, so if they get a little rowdy, we have no problem with roughing them up, so that's cool.
Do you know the Five Finger Death Punch? Can you do it?
Absolutely, but if I did it to you, you know, the interview would be over, and
I'd
be horrible.
I'd get up and be able to take a couple of steps, and then I'd have
to
drop.
You're a big cat, though. You'd probably take it, you know, so I'd give you that.
My heart would explode, and I would drop, and I would vomit
blood.
That's
after five steps, though.
Yeah, I know. I'll have five steps, so... You have five steps to get out of our arms reach.
Yeah, till later.
And then I'm done. Well, I'm glad you guys are out here, and I hope we get more Five Finger Death Punch and stuff that we can play. You know,
we're going to shove it down your guys' throats.
We look forward to giving it to you.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. Debut CD, Way of the Fist.
Absolutely.
You guys should go pick that up in your local CD store of choice. And can they download stuff off your websites as well?
Absolutely. Well, they can't get it off the MySpace, but our direct website. I mean, there should be some downloadable stuff. And if not, iTunes, of course, carries the album and so on and so forth. It's out there. All you got to do is look for it.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you guys for stopping by, man.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Keep it metal.
All right, no problem, man.
Way of the Fist, baby.
There you go. Ivan and Daryl from Five Finger Death Punch as we continue broadcasting live from Family Values 2007 on 98.9 The Rock.